Holy shit balls. Man, you guys, you are so fortunate. I am a genius. You are welcome. You are so welcome. Just this morning, I need a little pick-me-up. So I listened to this. There's this great album of music that I purchased on the internet. It's called 6 Feet from Christmas. It's by this fuckhead called the Great One himself. Oh, man, I am a genius. I hadn't listened to that in a long time. I laughed my ass off. I am hilarious. I am absolutely fucking... You know what else is hilarious? I've listened to more of the Dick Show. The Eric July. The whole Eric July thing. Holy shit, it's just getting funnier and funnier and funnier. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. This is not it. You can shove your opinions up your ass, though Biden's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. You are welcome. I am a genius. America, fuck yeah. All right, there it is, goddammit. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statists all around the world. Does not matter what kind of statist you are. Homo statist. Heterosex statist. Commie state. I fuck it. I kind of fucked that one up. How you fuckers doing? I want to start off just by talking very, very briefly, because you see the title of the podcast already. We're finally going to get back to this. Very briefly, I just want to tell you once again, the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, who's been podcasting for 18 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong, once again... The Great One fucked up and listened to a woman. So I go to my little bakery that I like to go to, and oh, there's my scones, my favorite scones. I'm like, I'll take the scones. And the girl says, you know those are the gluten-free ones, right? And I'm just like, oh. No, I don't want gluten-free. Well, I said, thanks for pointing that out, because I didn't notice the sign said gluten-free. She says, well, are you sure you don't want them? They taste just like the regular ones. And most of you out there, you are, as soon as you're like, no, they don't. I'm like, really? She said, it's just the flour that's different. They taste, I'm like, okay. I want to kill myself. I said, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'll take the scones. She said, no, they taste just, I'm like, nope. I pop one out, I stick it in my mouth. Nope, they do not taste the fucking same. News, goddamn, and you would think I'd have learned this by now. You would think, but no. Oh no, the Great One doesn't just have to learn shit the hard way. He has to learn shit the hard way over and over and over. This is actually, this is only the second time I've done this. The first time I told you guys about, there's the pie shop in Fort Collins that makes really good pies. They are fucking delicious. Expensive. $6 a slice, but really fucking good. And I went there the one time, I told this story already on the podcast, and they had this pie, looked really good, but had gluten-free crust. I said, all right, I'm going to take a chance. And the pie was great. The crust was disgusting. And see, this woman, she told me, oh no, it tastes, and I was fucking dumb enough to, and no, she was not cute. She wasn't young, she wasn't attractive. I'll give her, at least she wasn't fat. I'll give her that. She wasn't like a giant land whale or anything. But no, it's not because she was cute. So I can't even use that. It's like, oh, the really cute girl at the bakery shop said they, I'm just like, okay, if she's cute enough, I'll believe nearly anything you say because I'm stupid. But she was not attractive. So I can't even use that as an excuse for my stupidity. This was pure stupid. I wanted it. That's what it was. It was an emotional thing. I wanted to believe that these scones were going to taste like the normal scones because I really wanted some fucking scones. You can tell the damn difference between gluten-free and real food. You can tell the difference. All right, we are now returning to the book, Countdown, by Shanna H. Swan, PhD. I had to go back and listen to the previous episode to figure out where the hell I was in the grand scheme of things here. So if you have not heard the previous episodes, there's two episodes. There might even be three. I can't remember. There's previous episodes to this. The title, Countdown, should be in the title of the episode if you need to go back and find them. They came out in October or something of last year. It's been that long, and it's taken me that long to get back to finishing this book. Hopefully, which is not a process, I'm going to slam through this and get this done. Not today, but in the context of the podcast series. Hopefully, we're going to do this in the near future. So I had to go back to the previous episode and listen to where I left off. So I'm going to pick up pretty much where I left off. Okay, here we go. So we talked about all that stuff. Those are the basic facts of a woman's reproductive function, and they haven't changed with the passage of time. Which is interesting because what has changed with the passage of time is that, well, hold on, this is not true because we now know that some men can menstruate. And there was a time when it was thought that only women could menstruate. So no, the reproductive function of women has changed. But recent decades have seen some baffling shifts in female reproductive development, health, and fertility. Baffling shifts. Guys, these are not baffling shifts in female reproductive development, health, and fertility. There's nothing baffling about this. Number one, women are fatter than ever. Number two, women are physically and mentally sicker, unhealthier than ever. Even a mental illness is going to affect your body. It's going to affect your hormones. It's going to affect your blood pressure. It's going to affect all these things, all of which factor into whether or not you're fertile. Women are arguably dumber than ever. Women are waiting to try to have children later. Women are exposed to more radiation than ever. Women are exposed to more chemicals and plastics, which is, of course, what this book is about, than ever. None of this is baffling. To say that for, and then, of course, women are race mixing more than ever, right? We've talked about way back in the past, I found this study that showed children of race mixing couples were less likely to come to term it's been a long time. I forget, but my punchline on that was, gosh, it's almost as if nature doesn't want mixed race children to survive, right? So you take all of this stuff, women are unhealthy, women are fat, they're older than ever when they're trying to get pregnant, they're race mixing, the fucking radiation from their cell phone that they can't put down, the fucking toxic chemicals from all the plastic, all the water in plastic bottles they're drinking. None of this is baffling. This is really obvious what's going on and why it's going on. It's only baffling to Shauna because she's a woman and they're just not very bright. This is why women cannot be scientists. Once again, the running theme throughout this is, it's not that women shouldn't be scientists, it's that women cannot be scientists. And the pauses you hear will be me drinking coffee, which I'm trying not to spill on Aaron Clary's floor, because I do not want to fuck up Aaron Clary's floor. Aaron is very serious about his floor. All right, where the hell was I? All right, baffling shifts in female reproductive development, health, and fertility. Among others, there has been a downturn in sex drive among men and women of all ages, as previously mentioned. Gosh, I can't figure out why both men and women are not that interested in sex anymore. Considering everybody is fat, everybody is ugly, everybody is tattooed, everybody is pierced, you know, and then women can't put their cell phones down. You know, it's like men are playing video games. Yeah, a lot of men are playing video games. Again, I'm not, once again, just to reiterate, you know, the percentage of women who are sexually attractive is probably less than 5% of the population. I'm not talking about tens. I'm talking about just sexually attractive. Like, yeah, I'd have sex with her. Like, it's less than 5%. And I'm not a woman, but I'm going to gauge that the percentage of men that are attractive to women is probably around 5% also. Low sexual desire is the most common sexual problem among women at midlife, affecting 69% of women over age 40, according to one study. Okay, women over the age of 40, why do they need to be interested in sex? When you're over 40, oh my God, Lauren Southern's newest thing that I've seen from her on tour. Now she's going on about how the wall doesn't exist and how she's so attractive. That woman, my God, that woman is a microcosm of everything that is wrong with white women from North America. She really is. I've got to do my fucking video on her. That woman is a goddamn fucking disaster. Literally Hitler, guys, microcosm of everything that is wrong with white women from North America. All right, so you're over 40. Why do you need sexual desire? You're too old to be reproducing. There aren't any men who are going to be interested in having sex with you. I don't really see the problem here. In an unfortunate double whammy, among postmenopausal women, low libido is often tied to erectile dysfunction in their male partner. Well, she's old. Why would the man need an erection? He's not going to use it on her. I guarantee you, you bring in some hot young chick who wants to fuck him, his dick will get hard. I promise you. Actually, I don't, because the erectile dysfunction, once again, the amount of alcohol people consume, men, not people. Some people have penises. No, men, right? The amount of alcohol men consume. Do they go to the fucking gym? What are they fucking eating? You know, all of this shit for the men's end, all this shit contributes to, oh my God, the downturn in fertility. It's baffling. It's not baffling. Look at people's diet. Look at their fucking bodies. Look at, do they exercise? Look at what they eat. Look at what they drink. Look at how they live. Of course the guy can't get his fucking dick hard. He's in a cubicle 50 fucking hours a week, working for a corporation, doesn't give a shit about him. He comes home, his wife is complaining about everything. She's 45 years old, she's overweight. What the fuck does he have to get an erection for? His life is completely shit. Why is he going to get a hard-on? Whether these sex drive nosedives stem from stress, medication use. Oh, God, I didn't even forgot to mention all the drugs and medication that everyone is on. Right? None of this is bad. How many women are on medication? Whether the sex drive nosedives stem from stress, medication use, chemical exposure, or other factors, there's no denying that they're a bummer in the bedroom. They're a bummer in the bedroom. A bummer. This is why women cannot be scientists. All right. I think that's the end of that section that I need to read. Moving forward, give me a second to navigate my notes here. Going to page 44, second full paragraph. And it's been so long since I read this book. I mean, this is all kind of fresh to me again. Page 44, second new paragraph. It has always been difficult for women to get pregnant as they get older. Okay, not according to Twitter. According to Twitter, women can get pregnant when they're 87. But this didn't used to be much of a problem because women had babies at younger ages. Now, they are increasingly delaying having children. And though this may well be a good thing from a social perspective, it isn't from a reproductive one. See, once again, she can't stop being a feminist. This may well be a good thing from a social perspective. No, it's not, you stupid, 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 stupid whore. It is not a good thing from a social perspective. What? Because, well, now women can have their careers. No, the point of women is to make children, not to have a career. This is not a good thing. This woman, she can't let go of her feminism in order to be a fucking scientist. The biological reason women exist is to make babies, not to have careers. And this is exactly the shit that got us to where we are. It is not a good thing from a social perspective, because to have a social perspective, you have to have a society, okay? Social comes from society. Where does society come from? So, well, society comes from a group of people that have shared and common interest and background and heritage and belief. Where do people come from? Reproduction. When you put off reproduction until you're too old to reproduce, then you don't get more people. If you don't have people, you don't have society. If you don't have society, you don't have any societal perspectives. So no, dear, this is not a good thing from a societal perspective. This is a good thing from your feminist perspective, from your anti-white perspective. It's ironic that when it's biologically easiest for a woman to get pregnant and give birth, many women aren't yet thinking about having a child. No, princess, this is not ironic. This is the consequence of Jewish propaganda. Young women have been propagandized into thinking that they should go to college and get a career and have a fur baby and fuck lots of men because they can settle down with a good man when they're 45 and start pumping out children at 46. It's not ironic. It's Jewish propaganda. It is the deliberate extermination of white people. Unfortunately, Mother Nature hasn't kept up with women's shifting desires in the baby-making department and extended our reproductive lifespans accordingly. No, Mother Nature hasn't done that. You know why? Because Mother Nature isn't susceptible to Jewish propaganda. Mother Nature is the only woman on earth not susceptible to Jewish propaganda. Page 45, first and second full paragraphs. All right, here we go. As soon as I have a drink of coffee. All right. Sometimes this kind of trouble feels as if it comes out of left field. For example, by the time she turned 31, okay, 31, once again, women don't want to hear this, girls, 31. No, your baby-making window, it's closing. I know you don't want to hear this. 31 is young. No, not for a woman. It's not. We just go over this and over this and over this, and no woman can hear the words because, oh, my career, oh, my college, oh, fucking the bad boys, oh, I only have 2 STDs, it'll be fine. No, 31, I mean, we've already identified the first problem. I know you don't want to hear it, princess. For example, by the time she turned 31, Elisa, a trim lawyer who often runs 10Ks, had given birth to 2 healthy boys 3 years apart. Okay, so before she turned 31, she already had 2 kids that worked. When she was 34, she and her husband decided they wanted to have a 3rd child and expected it to happen as easily as it had with the first 2, because Elisa, like every other woman who has an internet connection on her cell phone, believes that the wall is just a right-wing conspiracy theory that was created by the manosphere to oppress women. It didn't. After trying to get pregnant for 9 months, Elisa went for a fertility evaluation and was told that she had old eggs. Yes, girls, your eggs have a shelf life, just like you. I know you don't want to hear it. No, having 2 PhDs does not extend the shelf life of your eggs. Mother Nature does not give a shit about your PhDs, okay? Mother Nature is just like a man. She doesn't care about your career and she doesn't care about your education. Mother Nature don't fucking care. In simple terms, her eggs had aged prematurely and the quality of her remaining eggs was relatively poor considering her biological age. Realizing she was fortunate to have 2 children already, not to mention a husband willing to put up with her shit, Elisa tried to joke about her rotten eggs, but she says, quote, "Inside, I felt broken," unquote. Well, of course you did, because inside, right, instinctively, women understand their purpose is to make children and reproduce and have a family. They understand that instinctively. It's only the intense pounding of the Jewish propaganda of go to college, get a career, fuck lots of niggers. You know, that is what they allow to take control of their conscious mind. But in their unconscious mind, back down there in the reptile part, they understand they're supposed to be making children. And that's why she felt broken, even though she runs her 10Ks. And what is this? Say she's a lawyer. Yeah, she went to law school. She's got a career. She runs 10Ks. You know, she's doing everything the Jews told her to do. But inside, she feels broken because she knows she's supposed to have that third child. And maybe even a fourth, maybe even a fifth. But she threw all that away so she could have a career. She couldn't understand why this had happened to her. Yes, because women can't understand why anything happens to them, because women don't take accountability for anything that happens to them, because they don't understand consequences, right? These are consequences. When you believe the Jewish propaganda that you're supposed to go to college and have a career and not have children, the consequence of that is that you don't have children, or you don't have as many children as you wanted. These are consequences of your actions. Of course you don't understand it. And she's a lawyer. To improve their chances, the couple opted to undergo in vitro fertilization. After two unsuccessful IVF cycles, I wonder how much that cost. And did the insurance pay for it? And by the insurance, I mean other people's money. The third IVF cycle resulted in Elisa's getting pregnant. Unfortunately, when Elisa had a miscarriage 11 weeks into the pregnancy, she began wondering what she might have done to jeopardize the pregnancy. Well, gee, what might you have done, Elisa, to jeopardize your pregnancy? Number one, you went to college. Number two, you got a career. Number three, you waited until you were 34 to try to have another kid. Now, we all know that none of those things actually contributed to her miscarriage. Her miscarriage was actually created by the patriarchy. What happened was, while she was sleeping, Rollo Tomasi crept into her bedroom and stuck his hand up her twat and fucking scraped around the sides of her uterus and knocked the little fucking fetus off of there so that it miscarried and died. She had nothing to do with this. My notes say I'm supposed to keep reading this. All right, let's keep reading this then. Let's find out. That's not uncommon, says Alice Donner, PhD, another woman, chief psychologist at Boston IVF at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. So a woman at a medical center named Israel, who is a psychologist involved in vitro fertilization. What does a psychologist know about getting pregnant? Why is there a psychologist at a clinic for doing in vitro fertilization? That's because women need psychological support to get pregnant, because women in this day and age need psychological support for everything. Literally everything. Women cannot get pregnant anymore without a fucking psychologist on staff at the Israeli clinic where they're getting their IVF. Women are completely mentally helpless. And she's the author of the book Finding Calm for the Expectant Mom. Pregnant women now need a book to help them remain calm. For how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years have human women gotten pregnant and been able to remain calm without the assistance of a psychologist? But no, not anymore, because now, in the current year, women are so fucking fragile. We can't figure out why birth rates are declining. After a miscarriage, it's not unusual for women to retrace their recent histories to try to pinpoint what went wrong. Quote, people need to find a reason. It's hard for them to have something terrible happen to them randomly, unquote. Dr. Donner says, but miscarriages rarely occur because of something a woman did. No, of course not. Nothing in a woman's life ever occurs because of anything she did, because those would be consequences. Consequences are like results. Results are kind of like responsibility. Women don't take responsibility. Women like to assign responsibility. The patriarchy is responsible for that. The patriarchy is responsible for this. White men are responsible for that. White men are responsible for this. Heterosexual white men are responsible for that. And heterosexual white men are responsible for this. But me? Oh, I'm responsible for nothing. I have a vagina, even though there's a 45% chance I don't know where it's located. More often than not, miscarriages are tied to chromosomal abnormalities. Oh, you mean defective DNA. Defective DNA that comes from exposure to radiation and chemicals and having a medical industrial complex that helps people who shouldn't be reproducing because they're unhealthy to reproduce and pass along their broken DNA. Really? Who knew? Who knew? All right, here's the footnote I'm supposed to read. Again, a reminder, if you have footnotes in your book, that's an indicator that you do not know how to write. If the information is the footnote, if the information in the footnote is important enough to be in the book, it should be in the text of the book. If it's not important enough to be in the text, it shouldn't be there at all. Footnotes are an indicator that you are not a good author. You're welcome. Research has found that 50 to 66% of pregnancies that ended in miscarriage were chromosomally abnormal. The rate of chromosomal abnormalities in earlier pregnancy losses before the woman even knows she's expecting is probably even higher. As you may recall from high school biology, there's no such thing as boys and girls, and people can choose on any given day whether they are a boy, a girl, or one of the other 47 different genders. As you may recall from high school biology, chromosomes are the gene-containing structures inside the nucleus of each cell. In humans, each cell normally contains 23 pair of chromosomes. During fertilization, when an egg and a sperm fuse, the two sets of chromosomes from a man and a woman, that's transphobic because we all know that two men can have babies and two women can come together. If a fertilized egg has an abnormal number of chromosomes, or if it has duplicated, missing, or incomplete ones, problems with implantation of the embryo or early miscarriage can occur. Right, and that's Mother Nature making sure you don't reproduce because you're going to make something broken. That's all that is. So if you're having all these miscarriages, if the number of miscarriages is going up, which it doesn't necessarily say that, I'm just saying if the number of miscarriages are going up, well, that's an indicator that there's more broken DNA trying to reproduce, and Mother Nature's putting the kibosh on this shit. But let's not talk about why there's more broken DNA trying to reproduce. Actually, we will. Again, the whole book is actually about that. All right, where are we going now? When time is enemy, page 46. Hey, I'm on page 46. What do you know? Trigger warning. Lauren Southern, if you're listening to this, trigger warning for all you girls out there. This is going to be offensive to you. Here we go. The truth is, trigger warning, age is not on a woman's side when it comes to having or sustaining a healthy pregnancy. As women get older, they tend to experience a negative triple whammy. Again, this she thinks she's a triple whammy. These are real scientific terms here, sweetheart. They tend to experience. No, there's no tending. as women get older, an increase in the risk of three interrelated adverse reproductive outcomes: infertility, miscarriage, and chromosomal abnormalities, including Down syndrome. Yes, girls, as you get older, it's harder for you to get pregnant, it's harder for you to keep the baby alive in your womb, and if the baby comes out successfully, it's more likely to be a retard. This is not because the patriarchy is oppressing you. This is because Mother Nature, to say it again, does not fall for Jewish propaganda. There's no such thing as the wall. Men just made that up to oppress women. No, princess, it's biology. You're just too fucking dumb to know that. Yeah, this is where we, once again, make fun of Republic. Well, women should major in STEM. No, no, they shouldn't. Women should shut the fuck up. To put this in perspective, consider this. Between the ages of 25 and 35, women have a 25 to 30% chance of getting pregnant with a well-timed, unprotected sex in any given month. Oh, let me do that sentence again, because I kind of fucked that up a little bit. By the way, Pete, whose last name I still never say right, is... Hold on. I gotta do something. I gotta pause recording for a second. All right, I'm back. My allergy thing is still happening a little bit. I got some vestiges that I had to blow my nose. You did not need to listen to me shooting snot all over the place. That's how much I love you guys. I did not force you to listen to me blowing snot. It's bad enough you gotta listen to me talk. Pete Quiñones kind of stole my shtick. I'm listening to some of his podcasts now where he's reading a book and discussing it. I forget the name of the book. I want to say it's like Zero to One or something like that. It's a business, like, you know, entrepreneur, business, kind of that genre. And I wasn't having, it's actually kind of interesting. This guy, I forget who wrote it, but the guy has some very interesting things to say. So I'm like, yeah, it's been pretty enlightening. I've gotten a few things out of that. All right, anyway, back to this. Where the hell was I before I got all distracted by my nose stopping up? Page 46. Oh, yeah, that's right. Women, time, Down syndrome. Yeah, girls, to put this in perspective, consider this. Between the ages of 25 and 35, women have a 25 to 30% chance of getting pregnant with well-timed, unprotected sex in any given month. A 10% risk of having a miscarriage, and a 1 in 900 chance of having a baby with Down syndrome. By contrast, women who are 40 have a 10% chance of getting pregnant. Again, this is 10% compared to 25 to 30% chance. A 40% miscarriage rate as opposed to 10%, and a 1 in 100 chance of having a Down baby. But again, women will say, oh no, that's just the patriarchy. That's me being oppressed, right? That's Rollo Tomasi and Andrew Tate and Aaron Clary. You know, they're doing this to me because they hate women. It can't possibly be because Mother Nature doesn't fall for Jewish propaganda. That can't be what's going on, right? It's the great one is sneaking in at night and he's hitting your fetus on the head with a hammer and giving it Down syndrome. The baby isn't coming out with Down syndrome because you're old and your eggs are stale. That's not what's happening. It's the patriarchy. So she has here a chart what we just read. Okay, so she's got this broken down. You know what? I should, oh, wait. Oh, my God. She has an actual link to the source of this data. Hold on. I got to make a note for myself to dig this up and put this in the show notes. Page 47, chart, data, link. All right. So what we just read, so 25 to 35, and then 35, 37, 40, 45, and 50. So pregnancy rate per month, 25 to 30%, then goes to 20%, then to 15%, then to 10%, then to 5%, and at age 50, 1%. Miscarriage rate goes 10% to 25% to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60% chance of miscarriage at 50. Let's just go with 40, because this is what women are talking. You can have a baby after you're 40. At 40, 40% chance of a miscarriage. Only 10% chance of getting pregnant to begin with. And then the Down syndrome, 1 in 900, 1 in 300, 1 in 200, 1 in 100 at 40 again, 1 in 50 at 45, and at 50 years old, a 1 in 10 chance of having a Down baby. But you see, there's no such thing as the wall. All right, we've beat that dead horse. We're jumping on to page 51. Page 51, first full paragraph. Women significantly overestimate the chance of pregnancy at all ages. Yeah, of course they do, because they're dumb. Yes, women overestimate their chance of getting pregnant because they're dumb. 45% of them don't even know where their vagina is. How are they going to fucking understand that as they get old? Anyway, great one. Just read the fucking book. It just, God, I just can't stop. They all just need to be lined up and have the fucking shit knocked out of them. All right, here we go. When I'm done with all this today, I'm going to the gym. It's going to be a good day at the gym. A survey. Oh, God, a survey. I'm sure this is going to be rich. A survey of nearly 2,100 women in the United States and Europe revealed that 83% of the U.S. women said they underestimated the amount of time it would take them to get pregnant. No shit. Similarly, women of reproductive age know little about the effects of aging on fertility and pregnancy. Once again, because they walk through their entire life denying the existence of the wall. Yes, they've been propagandized into thinking they can get pregnant at any age. And many are unfamiliar with the success rate for infertility treatments or high-risk miscarriage. Newsflash, guys, the success rate for infertility treatments is pretty goddamn low. I don't know what it is, but I instinctively know it's not that damn. Once again, see, women, because they believe everything on TV, they say, well, I'm 50 years old. I want to have a baby. I can just go to the medical industrial complex and I'll take a pill and they'll inject something into me. And then they'll take the turkey baster and put some sperm on my egg or my egg on some sperm or whatever. And then poof, I'll just get pregnant. They don't understand how anything works. Well, yeah, women should major in STEM. No, they shouldn't. They don't understand how things work. Women do not understand how things work. Women do not have a natural curiosity about the world around them. as men, we're walking down the sidewalk and we see, I don't know, some machine that we've never seen before, like doing construction or something. We stop, we look at that, we go, what the fuck is that? What is that thing doing? Oh, it's cool. How does that work, right? We have a natural curiosity about the world around us. Women do not have this. Men view themselves as part of the cosmos. Thus, we look at the cosmos and we want to understand it because we are part of it. Women view themselves as the cosmos. There is nothing external from them that is significant. Thus, there is nothing external to them they need to understand. Women do not have curiosity about the world around them. They should not major in STEM. They do not understand things, even including their own biology. In a study at Northwestern University, researchers asked 300 women between the ages of 20 and 50 to estimate the probability of pregnancy through natural conception and with assisted reproductive technology at five different stages, 25, 30, 35, 40, and 45. Age 35 was the tipping point where the women's estimates became significantly off base. For example, their estimates, okay, women's estimates of a woman's probability of non-medically assisted pregnancy at age 40 was nearly 50% higher than the published research suggests. Yes, because women are completely out of touch with reality. It comes from, yes, believing the Jewish propaganda. It comes from being absorbed with themselves. It comes with walking around their head up their asses. It comes from not caring about the world outside of you. It comes from all these different things. They have no fucking idea. Page 51, I did that. Page 64. Oh God, this is chapter 4. Gender fluidity beyond male and female. This is probably going to be rich. Page 64, first full paragraph. Anatomy and biology aside, a person's sense of gender identity usually develops in early childhood, often by the age of 3. Research has found that babies, unlike many adults, can distinguish between male and female during their first year of life. But their ability to label and understand gender differences doesn't emerge until sometime between 18 and 24 months. After that, a young child begins to develop concrete associations regarding gender and physical appearance or activities. So I thought gender was a social construct. And yet now you're telling me that babies can distinguish male from female within their first year of being alive. Wow, the patriarchy is so good, it can propagandize babies that are 1 year old into thinking that there's such things as men and women. There's no such thing as gender. It's a social construct. 1 year old fucking children can figure out that there's a difference between men and women. But hey, the Jewish propaganda on the TV said that gender is a social construct. It must be true. It was on television. The experts told me this. Page 65, last paragraph. In a controversial, if it's controversial, that means somebody didn't get the answers they wanted. In a controversial 2018 online survey, 256 parents who perceived their kids to show signs of a rapid onset of gender dysphoria were recruited from three websites and invited to share their observations by answering 90 questions. Among the kids in this sample, 83% were born female. Once again, let's work on, you know, if we can eliminate the females, if we can get the females to either destroy their reproductive system or engage in race mixing, that's how you get rid of white people without having to build concentration camps. Right, we've been over this before. Concentration camps, very ineffective. You want to get rid of a group of people, you just stop them from reproducing and you wait for them to die. This is literally what is happening to white people in North America right now, and everyone's too fucking stupid to know it. Among the kids in this sample, 83% were born female. No, they are female. They were born female. No, they're females. 41% came out as non-heterosexual before identifying as a different gender. So these are the kids. So by kids, I'm assuming she means 18 or younger. So 41% of these younger than 18 people have already decided they're fags. And 63% had reportedly been diagnosed with at least one mental health condition. 63% have at least one mental health condition, such as anxiety, depression, or an eating disorder, or a neurodevelopment disorder, such as ADHD or autism, before the recognition of their gender dysphoria, according to the parents. So people who can't figure out what gender they are, 63% of them are mentally ill. Gee, you know, guys, great one. Correlation doesn't equal causation. No, but you know what correlation does fucking equal? It equals correlation. But oh, we'll just pretend that mental illness has nothing to do with all these people running around asking for their dicks to be cut off. Yeah, as a society, we get what we fucking deserve. It's sad, but it's true. We get what we deserve. Those are called consequences.